Hi, GWA. Sinful Stella posted a bunch of questions a few days ago, and in the first place, I'm super happy that she's back around a bit more, and in the second place, these questions are fascinating, so let's just see how it goes. Number one, what's the oddest audio that has turned you on? I don't know. I don't know that there are any that have been particularly odd. I don't know. I think the first time I heard one of No Name's countdowns, this was like a long time ago. I was like, why is this guy counting down from 10? Like, the fuck is it? What does he think's gonna happen at zero? And lo and behold, it happened. So that was an odd one. The other strange ones that kind of surprise me are the hypnosis ones, actually. Sometimes they just put me to sleep, and that's fine. But sometimes they put me in a very sort of relaxed place and make the sort of head orgasm a bit more likely. And, that's one of those that kind of took me by surprise too, but I thoroughly enjoy it. Number two, is there anyone in your regular life that you wish knew about your recordings? Well, Mr. Vanilla does know about my recordings, obviously, so I don't need to keep it from him. And my best friend knows too. I do have one friend that it would be really nice if he knew, because, like, we talk a lot, you know, we talk a lot about sex and life and, you know, thoughts and opinions on the following 7,200 topics, and, it's like, yeah, it'd be nice if he knew. I've come very close to telling him once or twice. Oops, sorry about that. I don't know. That it'd be nice if he knew, but I don't see that happening, at least for the next couple of months. So I guess keep an eye peeled for that one. Number three, have you ever acted out one of your audios with a significant other? If not, would you, and which would it be? It actually usually goes in reverse. It's usually, the sex happens and then there's a story to follow. So, yeah, you could say that we've acted out one of our audios, or one of my audios. And I totally would in any case. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of that. Number four, would you have sex on national TV for $1 million? Stella, I'm an exhibitionist, so if I were in better physical shape, because I haven't been hitting the dance floor as hard the last couple of months, so I'm feeling a little soft, but if I were in better shape on national TV, $1 million? Yeah, I'd do that. Do I get to stipulate, though, if it's my national TV, or can I pick some other country that, like, my mom might never see? Because that would make a difference. Number five, if you had to receive 5 hard spanks on your ass for every time you told a lie, little white lies do count. Would it keep you from lying or make you lie more? It would make me judicious on how and when I lie. I probably wouldn't tell as many white lies, but, you know, those, well, I guess, innocent white lies, like the nobody gets hurt kind. But, because I think that lying is something that you need to do, I think it's, you know, basically like social care. I'm not sure. I'm not saying that correctly, but it's late at night and I have had many orgasms today, so my mind's not working properly. I would be judicious. I would still lie, but I'd space it out for when it was like really needed, to protect the social situation. Okay, so which would you choose and why? A, being molested by a ghost, B, fucked by a Bigfoot, or C, probed by an alien? I'm gonna go with molested by a ghost because I feel like that could potentially be a really interesting story, at least. Yeah. That, and I mean, honestly, the sort of physical there slash not there aspect of the idea of ghosts, that's kind of cool. I think that that could be amazing. I was actually, when I read this question, the first thing that came to mind was Playful Little One's submission for the Halloween contest last year, where she went to her husband's grave and had ghost sex with him. And that was one of those, like, top five audios that sticks with me. So I would definitely do that. Yeah. I'd be molested by a ghost. Question number seven. You can only be fucked or fuck one whole ass, pussy, or mouth for the rest of your life. Which do you choose? I think I'd have to go with pussy. Yeah. Just because, you know, I like ass sex. I really like oral sex. But there is something about having my pussy full of cock that is just. This is. Yeah. Yeah. I would definitely, definitely go with pussy. And that is hitting me right in my pussy. Damn. Number eight, would you fuck a clone of yourself? Well, yeah. I mean, wouldn't you? Yeah. I see no reason why not to. That just sounds like all kinds of fun. Because I do fuck myself in, you know, the mornings before work and. I don't know, it just seems like it'd be fun, and she would probably know exactly how I like to be touched, and it'd be nice to hear her respond when I'm touching her, and yeah, that's a thing that I would like. Number nine, would you rather be louder or quieter when you come? I'm assuming that's louder or quieter than you currently are. See, okay, this one's a tricky one. I would say louder, except for my volume doesn't go any higher. Like, it's pretty. Today I had to bury my head in a pillow and just scream. That's what it was like. And that shit's for real. Oh my goodness. And as a result, my throat hurts a little tonight. So, you know, I'm not ashamed of being loud or anything like that. But I think that it would be more convenient to be less loud. And I think it would protect my voice for a little bit longer because, you know, I'm sounding kind of croaky tonight. Number 10. If you were tied to your bed at someone's mercy, who would you like to be tormented by? Do I have to pick one? Well, there's my husband. There are about a dozen men and women on GWA that come to mind. Yeah. There are one or two people in my real life that I wouldn't mind. Yeah. Who would I like to be tormented by? I don't know, it'd have to be somebody with fast legs because as soon as I get out of these ties, I don't know. Yeah, actually, you know what? I'd say at least a pair of people. It said, "Who would you like to be tormented by?" And it didn't say anything about there being just one. There are probably a dozen GWA folks that I wouldn't mind taking at least two or three at a time. Yeah. There are a couple of people in my real life that could be fun. There may be an audio in there, I'm just saying. I don't know. Number 11. If someone in the world, someone you don't know, died every time you had an orgasm, would you still have them or stop completely? You know, I really don't know. I'd probably stop completely and try and find a cheat of some sort. You know, because I have the ability to basically have little orgasms that all take place in my head. Like, very little physically happens except for, you know, the sort of shortness of breath and heart racing and, you know, heat in your extremities and all of that kind of stuff. But there's no, like, nobody touched anything, and I'm not quite as tired after. So I would say that I'd probably stop having orgasms and then start having those because they're also extremely satisfying, if that makes any sense. Number 12, you've been given the opportunity to have the most earth-shattering, mind-altering, see heaven-inducing orgasms ever, but you only get one and you'll never have another one like it again. Would you do it? That's not saying that I don't ever have another orgasm, just that I only get one of those earth-shattering, mind-altering, see heaven-inducing orgasms. Yeah, I would totally do that. Because I don't know, I don't think that orgasms are counted against each other, you know. I think that each one is its own brand of awesome. And, you know, once you've had a great orgasm, if you have one that is a little less intense later on, it doesn't mean that you didn't still have an orgasm. It just means that it wasn't as intense. So yeah, I would have that mind-altering, see heaven-inducing orgasm, and then have good sex for the rest of my life. Yeah, I'd totally do that. So that was actually pretty quick tonight. So I don't know. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope it made your, I guess, work day or something a little better.